Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, I might add, because they're getting ready to start thinking about doing some stuff here pretty quick. Now, to great radio stations we broadcast, as well as all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you. So very much for help to keeping America rolling along. Now, we also want to appreciate and let the truckers know, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we appreciate what you're doing. And you can follow us on Facebook, of course, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and we're on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and you'll see a lot of interesting things over there that you can take advantage of. All right, in the meantime, here we go with the one and only professor of politics out there in California, Kyle Warren. Friday night.
The Friday night crowd
at the bar, and they're out there as usual, and now they're going to go back in. There they go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the truce is upon us. So far it's holding. There were some problems yesterday on the Temple Mountain, if you will, Temple Mount, they call it. There was a lot of anger up there being displayed as the Israeli police and Palestinians hurled stones at them. Molotov cocktails were thrown at the officers, and Palestinians said at least 20 people were injured because, of course, the cops fired rubber bullets back into the crowd and tear gas and this, that, and the other, and what was described as pro-Hamas protests in the West Bank. Now, also going along with that, the Biden administration, Joe Biden himself personally, hailed the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire and said he saw a genuine opportunity to move forward. Well, we'll see.
Well, we will see after this latest round of fighting. Israel, I think, still has a great resolve, and they have said as much that, you know, something else occurs, there will be another level of force used in order to stop the ability of Hamas to make war on Israel or fire those rockets. And you mentioned that confrontation. Yeah, they seem to have died down within about an hour or so, which was good because this is the area where the entire thing started up before. So, we'll see where this goes from here. You'll still hear people talking about this idea of a two-state solution. This has been on the discussion for many, many, many years. But, Captain, even with the idea of a two-state solution, an independent or, you know, Palestine, as it were, it's the terrorist organizations who always throw the monkey wrench into this thing. They don't want peace with Israel. They want to annihilate Israel.
Yeah, and push them into the sea is what...
That's right.
Yeah. Now, here is a little bit more of a description, a report about the truce, and we'll play it right now.
The president welcomed news of the truce, which Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu confirmed in a phone call.
My conversation with President Netanyahu, I commended him for the decision to bring the current hostilities to a close within less than 11 days.
Mr. Biden again expressed support for Israel's right of self-defense, even as he welcomed the end of hostilities. He also thanked Egypt's president, who will help monitor the truce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that last part is the most important, because this truce was brokered and negotiated by President al-Sisi from Egypt. We had nothing to do with it. And the day before, when it first came out, Joe Biden tried to make it sound like as if we were in the middle of it and he was responsible for it.
Well, sure. And this was, quite interesting, to say the least. No, it wasn't Joe Biden. He had said he strongly wanted a ceasefire and this kind of thing. And then Hamas officials, kind of got on that as well and said, look, this is going to happen because the president wants it, but it wasn't Biden.
Now, we do have reports of some big-time pro-Israeli support rallies going on over the weekend, which will probably in some cases be met by dissidents or protesters, the Palestinians wanting to protest the Israeli supporters. But they had a big rally last night down in Fort Lauderdale at the corner of PGA Boulevard and Military Trail. I was told there were about 2,000 people there, no problems at all. That was from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. But coming up Sunday, there's two rallies, one in Fort Lauderdale, one in Orlando here in my backyard. Again, these are going to be big rallies because of where they're at. And Fort Lauderdale at the northeast corner of U.S. 1 and Oakland Park Boulevard, right there in the big parking lot of the big plaza from 2 to 4 p.m. That's going to be Sunday, May the 23rd. And then also Sunday, May the 23rd, they're going to have a big rally at the northeast corner of Eola Drive and Robinson Street in Lake Eola, Florida, which is just outside Orlando. That'll be from 4 to 6 p.m. So we'll get reports on those, but there are massive, massive pro-Israeli rallies going to be held all weekend long across this country. All right, Kyle, we'll be right back with more. Hold that thought. Folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we're coming right back. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I'm going to, and I'm going to remind you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I talk to them at least once a week, sometimes a couple times a week, because people will call up and when they do and tell them how much better they feel because of the Relief Factor. They thank them, and then they ask them where they heard about it, and they'll tell them the Captain's America Third Watch. They call me up, and they tell me. Now, Relief Factor is a part of my own integrated health plan that helps keep my body healthy and free of the inflammation that is something that I have to fight all the time. And without taking Relief Factor, I'd have to be taking some heavy-duty medication. I'm not going to do that. So the combination of ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is that I'm having at the moment. Could be my back where I have my spine fused. It could be my leg or my hip or my knee or whatever that's all related to my foot and ankle that has a replacement ankle in it. But it will alleviate the pain right at the source. And the best part, 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product, which does support the healthy response to inflammation and helps you to heal, too. It comes in convenient individual packets. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. If you haven't tried it and you're in pain, why haven't you done so? $19.95, 3-week quick start. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you're in like Flynn, and away you go. And if you want to stick on it after the 3 weeks, you can. And if it didn't work for you, you're only out $20, but at least you tried, and it'll help you while you're taking it. I guarantee it. It does for me and everybody I've talked to. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, it's a great thing, the truce that's there. Unfortunately, the kids are going to play up on the Temple Mount. We get that. That's, you know, the area that started all this to begin with, sort of. But now, to change the subject and come back to the United States, a couple of things going on here. The a Georgia judge decided to unseal the absentee ballots in Fulton County for a review. That's huge.
It really is huge, Captain. We're talking about specifics of these ballots, some 145,000 of them, evidently, could be released or unsealed, as it were. There was a lawsuit that came against the county that talks about the, you know, fraud in the election. Of course, they're going to have some very high-res images. This is what the judge has ordered so that they can look at these ballots to figure out if they were completed by a machine or by hand, this kind of thing. And this will help them in the forensic investigation. But every step in this is a good thing, because if the election went a certain way, then people want to know what is the harm in trying to in simply verifying that, so that you can put down any naysayers. Mm-hmm. But if something's there, well, that's a different story, isn't it, Captain?
It is. And again, when I was talking with Mike Lindell, he and I went back and forth politely about what he had found out, and he's going to come on my show one of these times and talk about it. But here's the thing. I realized that a lot of things went wrong during this election. And as I said then, and as I'm going to say again, why in the hell couldn't we get a judge somewhere to kick this up to the Supreme Court and then have the Supreme Court take a look at it? It just didn't make any sense. They did not want it. They, the establishment, did not want this to go through. They wanted Donald Trump out, and they had this all planned and figured. That's my theory on that. But once this, you know, the election was certified by the states, and that's it, you got a winner, end of story, stamp, signed, sealed, and delivered, you can't do anything about it. That's the problem. There's no mechanism in place to do anything at all about it. And that's what I was talking about with Mike Lindell, and he agreed with me. He said, that's right. He says, we're stuck.
Yeah, we are stuck. I mean, it's a different story, for example, like here in the state of California. There's a mechanism to create a recall of the governor, which is ongoing. After they get elected, exactly. But in this particular case, as you mentioned about the establishment, as it were, yeah, it does seem that the real explanation about the 2020 election is because I said so. That just doesn't really, you know, hold a lot of water with voters out there.
Here's part of the solution to the problem. Arizona's top elections official, the top elections official, told Maricopa County they need to get brand new election machines and get rid of the ones they got.
Yes, exactly. And that seems like a great place to start here.
Yeah. And again, I realize that the Dominion machines are also, there's a second machine that's also part of the Dominion group. But there's got to be machines out there that don't belong to Dominion. And oh, by the way, we did find out that in Arizona, they were online on the internet, which never should have happened to begin with, which means there was room for all kinds of stuff to go on.
Well, exactly. I mean, we just had this big story with Colonial Pipeline. There are other big stories where there's an intrusion, some other kind of thing, because somebody plugged a machine into the internet somewhere. And this is exactly the same kind of threat that you could have with voting machines.
Yeah. Now, we'll see what happens there, because these are stories to be continued. They may or may not be talked about on the Sunday morning television shows. But the news out of Georgia, with the Georgia judge deciding to unseal the absentee ballots in Fulton County, where there was a lot of reports going on about a lot of panky stuff going on. This will give a solid answer to it. And the second one, with Arizona's top elections official, not a Republican, not a Democrat, the top elections official telling Maricopa County they need to get new election machines. Well, we're going to watch that closely. On Monday morning, I'll bet we'll be talking about it again.
I think you're right. Yep, absolutely.
Now, something else which is really a slap in the face to America, in my opinion, Joe Biden is set to release three al-Qaeda terrorists over the weekend, including bin Laden's bodyguard and driver.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you have these three people. They've been in the Guantanamo for some 20 years. No charges have been brought. They've been held, I would expect, as combatants and held indefinitely. But get this, Captain. There's one of these individuals, as you mentioned, yes, the bodyguard corps. One of them is in was suspected of being in his bodyguard corps. But one of the other individuals was known as said to be an Al-Qaeda facilitator. Now, he helped two of the conspirators.
Yeah.
In the September 11th plot, and he helped them with a financial transaction.
Yep.
But get this, he says he didn't know they were Al-Qaeda. Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. They knew exactly who they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they knew exactly what they were doing.
Well, of course, absolutely. So this is really kind of takes the cake. Doesn't it? And I think the American people, they haven't forgotten about 9/11. They haven't forgotten about how all this came to be. It was a wide conspiracy, you know, generally speaking, and they had to have these facilitators. You had to have people that made it possible for the hijackers to do what they did. And we saw the result of that.
Yeah. Now, there's one other state where they're apparently going to be doing some overview of ballots, and that's Pennsylvania. Because mostly Republican ballots fell to scan in the Pennsylvania county election, stoking some real concerns. And Dominion, again, Dominion Machines, Dominion responded after the Pennsylvania election officials report saying that it was a coding error with the voting machines. That's all, a coding error. It didn't mean that the votes weren't counted to begin with. Really?
Well, again, there has to be some kind of a trail. Then show what is a coding error? What does that mean? And why does it mean that the votes were counted normally? Otherwise, well, what's the difference of having an error then? You know, in other words, you have all these questions pop up, and what they're hoping is that people will just sort of go, okay, and go away.
Yeah, and again, this leads to the question as, were the votes counted? Well, if you can't find them in the system because you can't put the ballots in to see if they went through, then you don't know.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And how do you know money got deposited into your bank account? There's a bank statement. There's a trail, and if it doesn't show up there, it probably didn't get deposited right. So, I mean, these things happen, but you have to be able to track them.
Yeah. And speaking of tracking, you know, when you talk about be careful, Big Brother's watching, we're finding out more and more different things and different ways that you are actually being observed, not knowing it. Some people probably do because they don't suspect anything that's not, actually something that's spying on you. It's more than just your phone anymore. Gee whiz, it's your satellite TV. It's your cable TV. Imagine that. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden had a big meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. One main topic was denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Biden was asked if he would meet with Kim Jong-un. He said he would with some preconditions.
But what I would not do is I would not do what had been done in the recent past. I would not give him all he's looking for, is national, international recognition as legitimate.
The president was also asked about the ceasefire in the Middle East and what of the Democratic Party's shifting stance on Israel.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel, period. No shift, not at all. But I tell you what there is a shift in. The shift is that we still need a two-state solution. It is the only answer.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. You hear him on many of these stations Sunday nights from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time live, and many of you play him recorded at various times over the weekend as well. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our newest sponsor, and that would be Mike Lindell's My Pillow Company. Yep, you heard me right. Mike Lindell, My Pillow. He called me up the other day. He'd heard the program, been listening to it for a while, and he liked what he was hearing, and he heard some of the people that were calling in, and he thought that they were all like-minded people, and he wanted to be part of the team. So we are now part of his team, and he's part of our team. There you go. Now, let me just tell you what's going on here, because I have a product code, all right? When they ask you for a product code, when you go to the MyPillow website, or when you call them on the line, I call them on the phone at 800-641-5459. That phone number again, 800-641-5459. You just give them the product code Captain when you pick out what it is you want to order. For example, the MyPillow premium pillow right now is $40 below the regular price. And with the promo code, you get it for $29.98, the lowest price they've ever had on the MyPillow. And that's a tremendous deal. And let me tell you, that MyPillow, I've never slept on a pillow that stays cool all night long. And this one does. This one does. Now, they've also got the six-piece MyPillow towel set right now, which has been reduced $60, actually $65. And you can take advantage of that, again, with the promo code CAPTAIN. Give them a call at 800-641-5459 or go to the website, MyPillow.com, and use the product code CAPTAIN. It's just that simple. The product code CAPTAIN, the phone number 800-641-5459 or MyPillow.com. And again, product code is CAPTAIN, and that'll get you in the doorway, and that'll save you a bunch of money on whatever it is you want to buy. All right, and back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. What are you going to buy?
Well, Captain, I'm looking at the MyPillow website. They've got all this great stuff.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, MyPillow throw blankets, I can hardly wait to, I bet you they're the softest thing in the world. And,
yeah,
and that kind of stuff. It just, there's all kinds of great products right there.
Yep. Well, remember who Dr. Scott Atlas is?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Yeah, he's right. I've seen a lot, yeah.
Well, he came out and made a statement again. He said, lockdowns are not only a heinous abuse of power, they also fail to protect the elderly. And there's a lot of research that's been done on that, and he's absolutely positively spot on.
Well, again, you know, we went into this one-size-sort-of-fits-all, everybody locked down. But at the same time, though, Captain, that we weren't really doing everything possible to protect certain groups, especially the elderly, especially those you know, that have compromised immune systems and so forth. And things just got worse. Now that we know so much more, obviously we can look back. But yes, this was not a good thing overall.
Right. And there's a couple of things that came to light yesterday about Donald Trump. We know he's going to be having rallies again, right?
That's right.
Did you hear what's going to happen to the famous Trump 757 jet?
No. What's going to happen?
It's being completely refurbished. It's going to get a complete overhaul, be recertified to be up in the air with the engines and this, that, and the other. And they're going to give it a brand new paint job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So I can't wait to see that. Hopefully it'll be red, white, and blue like he wanted the Air Force One to be. Maybe it'll be like that.
Well, it may be, and certainly when the president did rallies, the Air Force One was a huge backdrop for that, so perhaps he's looking to accomplish a similar kind of scene, exactly.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that the president did yesterday, former president, I keep calling him president because it's just a force of habit, and good morning, Sondi. Sondi's up in Wisconsin, chiming into the chat room right now. The other thing is the 1776 commission. Remember that Donald Trump put together?
Yes.
To compete and to get rid of the 1619 commission?
Right.
Well, Joe Biden, first thing we did when he came in the door was to get rid of that commission. Well, Donald Trump has resurrected it at the private level. He plans to bring the meeting of the commission together despite Biden's getting rid of the group. And we're going to have a little fun here because, again, this is part of what's being argued in the school boards right now when it comes time for the school board candidates to run against each other. This is something that's got to be gotten rid of.
Well, that's absolutely true. And also, Captain, because of things like these confrontations with these ideas, 1619, that kind of stuff, I think you're going to see a lot more parents looking for and clamoring for and demanding even school choice so that they can determine where the best educational opportunities are going to be for their children, and also, of course, in private schools or parochial schools, schools where kids can be taught about the heritage of the United States of America, yes, warts and all, but at the very least, not having it be anti-American.
Yes, and by the way, in the not-too-distant future, you're going to be hearing Tuggy the Patriot Pup is going to be a part of this, because that's how they're going to get to the younger, the preschool kids and the earlier kids just starting out in school to make sure they understand about the Constitution of the United States and the Revolution and how things were started, which would not be taught in the 1619 version of what they're trying to do.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, we're here right now because people back in 1776 took action. They created a new nation, and they created it with the ideas of liberty, with the ideas of equality. And over more than two centuries now, we continue to move in what I like to call the right moral direction, and that gives more people opportunity. We're here now because of them, and they're being demonized by people who now want to tear down a nation of liberty.
Yeah, and believe me, if they could come down here to a haul off and just belt somebody in the mouth, because back in the day you solved things two ways. You either had a duel or you went out there and you just put the fists up and started swinging.
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Now, something else that happened yesterday late a Western Missouri federal judge who happened to be an Obama appointee rejected a restraining order on a HUD rule requiring college boys and girls share the same bathrooms and showers.
Wow.
And this is a Christian school, and they are up in arms over this, as well they should be, and they're going to take it to the next level.
Well, sure, exactly. Yeah, there seems to be no reason for that.
No, and this is ridiculous. I mean, this, you know, come on. They got no respect for each other.
Well, exactly. And what parent, Captain, wants their daughter to go to school where suddenly they're going to be boys in the shower rooms? I mean, what's going on here?
Nobody I know.
No kidding. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous on its face.
Now, you heard a lot about the squad and a lot about their shenanigans with running their mouths about Israel this and Israel that and stand up for the Palestinians and all that sort of stuff. You heard a lot of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they kind of got themselves spanked by the likes of, believe it or not, the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, who slammed members of his own party this week for pushing the false narrative about Israel and promoting policies that would empower the terrorists. Now, Hoyer said that extremists to the Democratic Party are undermining the United States' relationship with its best ally, Israel. The United States and our House Majority Leader, which is Steny Hoyer, also condemned Hamas, a Palestinian terror group in the Gaza Strip, for using civilians in Gaza as human shields against Israeli airstrikes. And that's exactly what they were doing.
Well, exactly right. And I would perchance to think, Captain, that those who are really coming against Israel, especially, yeah, these members of Congress, they're really coming against Israel. And to a great degree, I don't think they care about the relationship we have with our greatest ally in the Middle East. They just want to burn it all down. And who knows what they want to put in its place. But right now, the United States of America and Israel are on their list, basically.
Well, what they want to put in its place is what ICE isn't doing anymore. And that, of course, is the people that supposedly have the authority or used to have the authority to track down illegals that were in the country, go get them and retrieve them and put them back where they came from, so to speak. But ICE is now unable to track most of the illegal immigrants released into the country because they're not keeping accurate records to be able to tell them who they are and where they are.
Well, exactly right.
And that's intentional.
Well, of course, yeah. And the end result is that you continue to destabilize the United States from the inside out.
Yep, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. And again, and by the way, yesterday was something that happened. The Republicans rejected the infrastructure bill from Joe Biden, despite the fact that he reduced the cost down to some $1.7 billion from where it was. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Yep, we got some weather to report out there tonight. Not quite as bad as what it was, but bad enough. And I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there with her husband Don. They live in Carrollton, Georgia, operate the Double D Ranch, which is a horse facility, horse stable, and they train people how to ride, not only Western, but also equestrian. And if you just want to learn to ride, they can do that too. So check them out up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, Double D Ranch. And also up there, just north of the Fort Benning military base, a big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning. Okay, a little Eric Clapton with Phil Collins. This one's called Bad Love.
Thank you.
I'm sitting here watching this video, Kyle, and Eric Clapton, Phil Collins is on drums, and that is him playing the drums and really doing a bang-up job, you know, because it's hard to play the drums and sing at the same time and pay attention to what you're doing. But you talk about good. That is a good duo right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah, with Phil Collins on drums and, of course, Eric Clapton. And that takes us back to, well, this song actually was released in 1990, came on the album back in 1989 when it was released, yeah.
All right, well, very good, because we knew that we were getting back in there a little bit, but you never know how far back you're going when you take a look at some of these. But I'll tell you what, that was worth the price of admission, which was nothing for that one.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Eric Clapton has so many good songs. Absolutely.
Yeah. And with Phil Collins on there, it just made it even better. Mm-hmm. By the way, they had both of their backup singers there, so each one of them had the backup singers that they had with their groups, so made it even better. As a matter of fact, a couple guys from Genesis were in on that thing, too. They were still going around together at that time. All right, well, here we go. Flooding is going to continue for the Northwest Gulf Coast down here by me. Critical fire weather in the southwest as well. Heavy rainfall associated with a developing low-pressure center over the western Gulf of Mexico. And, folks, listen to this. You could have the first subtropical storm of the season going into southwest Texas over the weekend and into the first part of next week. It could happen. Now it's going to impact the Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana today and tomorrow. Critical fire weather conditions will exist across the southern Great Basin into the southwest USA today. Through the weekend, severe storms will be possible in the high plains over the next several days. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we got a pretty good quiet map overall tonight in the west. The storm, winter storm warnings we were tracking up in Montana near Helena and Great Falls, Missoula and Butte, they are turning mostly now to rain. We see rain in the forecast for those areas here now over the next few days. So you're still going to have some weather to contend with in that area. Down in Utah, southern Utah, we do have some fire weather warnings there. Watch out for, of course, when that happens, the gusty winds. We do have a wind advisory this near Flagstaff, Arizona, right now. And the good news is that the winds seem to be dying down. We had a lot of wind advisories this time last night for Southern California, so hopefully we'll see that subside as we go through the weekend.
All right, well, I'm going to start up north, then I'm going to go down south, because what I told you about that developing system down there could be really exciting for the people that are already walking around in knee-deep or deeper water. Now, up Duluth, Minnesota way and over towards the east, upper peninsula of Michigan, the northwest corner of that right there, up between the lakes, you've got fog in the area up there tonight with some drizzle to go along with it, just making life miserable, if you will. Then coming straight down around Chicago and around Gary, got some fog right there where I-90, I-80, and I-94 all run together. And then, let's see here, down in Kentucky, just north of Louisville, and to encompass parts of Louisville, you've got some fog there tonight. And then let's come down to where all the rain is right now, because this rain is not going to go away. It's only going to intensify and probably get worse. There could be, over the weekend, 2 to 5 inches of rain, especially along the Louisiana-Texas border, on up into the southeastern corner of Arkansas and the southwestern corner southwestern corner of Arkansas, southeastern corner of Oklahoma. There could be another 2 to 5 inches of rain in that area. But meantime, out in the Gulf, the conditions are right for a subtropical system, because remember, June the 1st is when hurricane season starts. But the first storm of the season could start right here in the Gulf over the next few days, Kyle. And if it does, there's going to be a lot of rain with that. It won't be a wind event, per se. It will be a rain event, and it'll push rain all the way from almost down to the Mexican border all the way over to Mississippi and most of Louisiana again, where they've got so much rain right now they don't need any more.
Well, exactly. That's why we're seeing all these flood warnings in the area there along southern Texas. Exactly.
Yeah, and I got a couple of reports from some listeners over there in Slidell yesterday that were telling me that, once again, they're going to be bailing water out of their houses, that their furniture was floating.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they it's very low over there, and every time they have a flood and they try to do what needs to be done, the water comes in the next time around, and it's just as high, if not higher. But it is what it is. Now, it's going to be windy all along the Gulf Coast, all the way over to Florida, all the way down the peninsula, down to the Keys and around the other side and up towards Jacksonville. We've had windy conditions all week long, pretty much out of the east or the northeast, if you will, and that wind is going to be there again over the weekend, so be advised of that. And then we do have some fog settling in to some of the local areas up there around the Chesapeake Bay, as it has been all week long. So, Kyle, the pilot in Flying J brings you the truck stops truckers report here. Tell us all about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, you know, if you're out there driving right now, you're going across the highways and byways, and you get hungry, you can stop into a Pilot or Flying J. I'm looking at a picture right now, Captain, of the crispy chicken sandwich that they have available, and it just looks absolutely amazing. Also, you can join the Drivers Club. This is really, really important. You can download the app, the My Rewards Plus app. A professional driver start earning 4 points per gallon after only six fills when they activate the tiers points program in the app. Also, don't forget, free cup of coffee. You drive in, tell them you're listening to the Captain.
Yep, and that's all you got to do, and you get yourself that free cup of coffee. But join the Drivers Club. And RVers, they like you too. They got an RV club there that you can get into, and that'll save you money on your fuel and help you out along the way. I'll tell you what, they don't mind you staying overnight in the parking lot either. All right, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and I will be back with hour number two. When we come back, the GOP is demanding answers about the origins of COVID-19. A lot of stuff has come out this week. We'll see where this goes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.